Welcome to another edition of WITY Profile. Chad Baker today with gentlemen from the Mission Canine Warrior Organization here locally. I have Dave Hughes and Neil Stevens with us today. Coming up on Saturday, November 15th at the Catlin Banquet Center, they will be hosting a great evening. It's a formal black tie gathering to support veterans, supporters, and community leaders for Mission Canine Warrior. And we're here today to talk about that event and Mission Canine Warrior as a whole. Dave, Neil, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having us.
Let's talk about the organization for folks that may be just joining us and may have not heard about Mission Canine Warrior. I know that we've talked in the past, but let's just refresh folks on what your mission is and what you guys are doing out there for veterans.
Sure. We provide service dogs to veterans that are suffering with PTSD, simply put. And these dogs are very expensive. And our job is to raise money and have these dogs trained and have them placed with the veteran.
That may be the most simple part of Mission Canine Warrior.
I don't think I've ever heard you break it down that simple before, Dave.
I'm telling you, he's a pro. If only it was that simple, but the process is painstakingly very meticulous in how you guys do that from the very beginning of raising funds to finding the right dog, to finding the perfect match for the vet, to training the dog. We could go on for a couple hours and probably just scratch the surface on what this looks like.
Oh, for sure. So Dave put it very simply in that introduction, and yes, we raise money for combat veterans to have PTSD dogs. So it's 100% no money out of pocket for the veteran to receive the dog. Mm-hmm. They're going to pay for their own driving over to the trainer to train with their dog, and they're going to pay for the dog food and transportation back and forth during the training process. After the training process, they've graduated from our program, then they're responsible for all veterinarian bills, all food, and anything else that the dog may need while they're in their care. And in their care is what we mean, because the dog is never property of the handler who's got one of the Mission Canine Warrior graduates. The canine still belongs to Mission Canine Warrior. That way, in the future, if something happened negatively towards the dog, or the veteran ended up having something negative happen to them, that Mission Canine has the ability to retrieve that canine. Mm-hmm. So that way it doesn't end up in the wrong hands or end up being abused somehow outside of the veteran or even by the veteran because of the situation that they may be in. Whew, wow. So we can keep going on that one too.
But sure.
We raise money. We invest in our veterans. So there's an interview process with our veterans. There's an application interview, then there's a board interview, and then there's more of a one-on-one interview at their home so that we can talk to the family. The family can ask us questions that the veteran might not think of. You can ask anybody in the service or outside of the service that the spouse probably has no idea what the other spouse is going through or did for their day. So right. It gives an opportunity for us to talk to the spouse, and the spouse can let us know triggers that come up for the veteran or what a day-to-day life looks like for the veteran. Mm-hmm. And the spouse gets an opportunity to, how is my life going to change? Because now, everywhere we go, we have a toddler. We have to take dog food with us everywhere we go. We have to take water everywhere we go. Mm-hmm. We have to have restroom bags. I was trying to think of a nice way to say that. Well, we have to have...
And it's important to note that these are working animals, too. It'd be just like a support animal. So whenever you go in public, first instinct for everybody, oh, what a lovely dog, and start approaching the dog. And these dogs are specifically trained to be basically the eyes, the ears, and the pulse of these veterans to figure out their triggers. Okay, do you feel like you're... You know, your privacy is being invaded here or something of that nature. And for somebody that's a youngster, I mean, I have an 11-year-old, so her first instinct is, oh, big dog, you know, because she's got some dogs in her life. And so you have to take that into consideration when you go in public, especially some of these places like Champaign or Bloomington's nearby. So, I mean, bigger places where you do have a lot of folks that you have to account for.
Correct. That's probably one of the toughest things for a veteran. Mm-hmm. Some veterans, they don't have a problem with saying no, but the hardest person to say no to is a child and sometimes an elderly person.
Yeah.
But it's a must because you have therapy dogs, you've got comfort dogs, you've got pets. None of them are service dogs. Those are geared toward many people. A therapy dog can be a therapy dog for a whole ward in a hospital.
Sure.
A comfort dog could be a comfort dog to somebody maybe that gets anxiety, but it can also interact with other people.
Yeah.
A service dog is a very intense training, and it takes months. A service dog is geared towards one individual. Just like if somebody handed you a prescription,
yeah,
you would not let somebody else take your prescription.
Perfect.
And that's the way you have to handle a service dog.
That's a great analogy.
A service dog is literally a prescription for a veteran in our program. And they are rewarded by our veterans, by the individual. Like my service dog, I reward him. I give him accolades. I talk to him sweet. I give him treats. And I pet him. And he always looks to me to get that positive reinforcement.
Yeah.
But if you let one other person do that, I mean, people make mistakes and they do it.
Sure.
But unfortunately, we have to say you're not supposed to do that.
Yeah.
Even getting down into a dog's face and saying, "Hi there in there, buddy, you're so handsome."
Yeah.
That, you see his little tail start moving, that means he is really soaking that in from the other person.
Right. So, and full disclosure, we did that whenever I approached you guys outside. First thing out of the car, "Oh, you're so beautiful." And then I have like, "Oh," I had to get my frame of mind and be like, "Oh, probably don't need to be doing that."
So really what you're doing is you are taking a highly trained dog and he's breaking ranks.
Yeah.
And he may not want to only service that one veteran, and pretty soon he's sharing with everybody. And you're talking months of training and several thousand dollars down the drain.
Yeah.
Becomes a really expensive pet.
Right.
And so when a veteran or somebody has a service dog said, "I'm sorry, you shouldn't be talking to him or pet him," don't be offended. It's to protect the dog and the intense training and the money that Mission Canine put forward to this dog.
And ultimately the veteran.
And 100%.
Yeah, 100%. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So let's talk about this event, because you don't get free dogs and you don't get free training. You guys are looking for folks to help fund this event. It's been a very successful program, but the needs outweigh the resources a lot of times. And you guys are coming outside the box on this a little bit, maybe a little bit different than what you had in the past. I love this event. It's a formal black tie gathering. It's going to be $85 for an individual ticket. You can get a table for $500. If you're looking to do sponsorships, which can tie your business in, that's $850. It includes company name or individual name recognized in the program, and includes a table of six with company logo or individual name on the table, which is a great opportunity for a smaller business or even a business that maybe has some pivotal members that want to come together for an evening out and a great cause to support Mission Canine Warrior. But you're going to hear the stories. You're going to hear the need for why this is still important, because you guys have had success with this program. You're going to share those successes. It's not 100% across the board, as we talked to earlier. Sometimes things don't work out, but you are doing some great work, and to you guys, all the credit, because this is you on the side. This is, you're not getting paid to do this. You're not getting any kickback from this. You are just doing what you can to help out fellow veterans and folks that have fought for our country, fought for our rights, and putting them in an easier position with their everyday life. And you're looking for folks to help you do that.
With Mission Canine Warrior, we are 100% non-for-profit. The only money that we have going out is to raise more funds or to go towards our dogs. Mm-hmm. And when I say raise more funds, like some of the t-shirt sales or pamphlets or business cards or something like that. But nobody that's on staff-wise for Mission Canine is being paid. We're all 100% volunteer. Mm-hmm. You brought up earlier, before we go to the Mission Canine fundraiser that's coming up, you brought up earlier about us traveling to different areas like Champaign or St. Louis or places like that. During our program and during the life of a service dog with their handler, these dogs will go all over the place. My dog flies. She's been back and forth to Montana. There's a few of our dogs that ride motorcycles. There's a few of our dogs that go on hunting trips. My dog's gone all the way down to St. Thomas, Virgin Islands. She flew all the way down there with us, and we partied on the beach for a while. So it's not just this stay-at-home kind of thing. These dogs are going everywhere with their handler. They're being able to have vacations again because they have that outside source to help them through a situation that another human being couldn't help them through or has the education to help them through.
Now, for the fundraiser, we just wanted to switch things up a little bit. We want people to have a chance to get an in-depth look at our program.
Yeah.
We've never done that unless they ask us about it. So we have a short video. It's a 20-minute video of testimonials of some of our veterans with their dogs. We have personal testimonies that night from veterans. it's going to be a really special night. I mean, there's going to be a silent auction and things like that, yeah. A chance for people to spend some money or whatever. But the meals provided, it's just going to be a nice, and don't let the black tie scare you, first of all. Now,
sure.
We're blue collar.
Yeah.
If you come and you're just dressed purdy, we don't care.
Yeah.
You don't have to have a tie on. Just come and partner with us. Veterans are still taking their lives, over 22 a day. Sometimes they come up with stats as high as 40-some a day.
Mm-hmm.
So I know we've all been touched by it in our lives,
sure.
Whether it be friends or family veterans that have taken their lives.
Yeah.
And so we're passionate about this. We don't want it to happen again.
Because I don't want to necessarily end always on a bad stat. Let's talk about the success of the program. How many dogs have you trained and placed to this point? Because it's still a rather new program when you think about it, because you guys have been doing, what, 7, 8, 9 years, yeah. Somewhere in that range?
We started in 16, I think, was when Dave got the first idea to get one started.
Yeah.
And since then, we're pretty close to graduating 39 and 40.
That's incredible. And because we talk about the painstaking process of it, on average, what, 8 months, a year?
Probably.
From start to finish, yeah, probably.
So it does take time. It takes finding the right dog. You've had dogs that have not worked. You've had some veterans.
We've had veterans that do not work.
Yeah, right, right. And finding that medium there, that you want all things to coincide.
With Mission Canine Warrior, yeah. We provide a customized service dog for the veteran. So yeah. That's why our interview process is so in-depth. We want to know the veteran. The veteran needs to be a combat veteran or served in a combat environment, have at least 30% PTSD from the VA, or a counselor that they're seeing that will document that they think that having a service dog would benefit them. Either in therapy or recently out of therapy, because the dog can't do their job if the veteran doesn't know how to deal with the situation when the dog brings the attention to them.
Yeah.
That, hey, you're going into an episode. Now the veteran has to work on, well, why did I go into this? How do I work myself out of this so that I can come out and I can be, without saying it, but normal again, instead of
some
digging myself
of
back into a hole and letting that darkness come on and not come out of it. The service dog will notify the veteran that they're going into that darkness and help them find the light to come back out of that darkness. An honorable discharge from the military.
Sure.
The honorable discharge with the opportunity to reenlist. Just because it's an honorable discharge, you have to have the ability to reenlist. Now, if it was a medical discharge or when they had the COVID discharge, we're not counting that stuff against you.
Sure.
We just want to make sure that the veteran that's receiving the dog is going to benefit them. And we have to have criteria somewhere. So one of them that we threw in there was an honorable discharge on your DD-214.
All the veterans you serve, they're all over the United States, or are they just here regionally?
No. When we first started out, we started out with a couple guys locally, and they received their dogs in 2017.
Sure.
We started the program in 16, but it took us that long to raise the money.
Sure.
So anyway, we've got veterans in Bloomington. We've got them in Springfield. We've had a couple guys get their dogs and then move.
Yeah.
We've got them in Florida, South Carolina. We've got them all over. We want our program to spread. We want it to be broad. We believe in it. We're not in it for the money, but we want this to spread. And just a little side note, we have almost 40 dogs. We have also have almost 40 veterans that haven't taken their life.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
so
and
we're already
that's
beating,
a great success
we're beating
right
the
there.
Stats.
Yeah.
But yeah, we'd like to figure out a way that we could bring a veteran, let's say a veteran from Mississippi, see if our program would like to be a part of it. Try to figure out how to house them and why they're training. And we'll get that all ironed out. But that's our hopes someday.
Absolutely. Folks that want to get more information, or do you have advance tickets for this event, or how do they folks get this, or is this just going to be all at the door?
It can be online.
Okay.
It has to be advanced because we are having food catered in, and there is a choice of your meat, of your protein, and your desserts. So you can go online on missioncaninewarrior.org, and you can register. You can RSVP there. That would probably be the easiest way, to be honest with you.
Yes. So missioncaninewarrior.org, no underscores or other crazy stuff. The numeral 9 in there. We'll make sure folks know that it's K9. So missioncaninewarrior.org. Go under the events tab. And then while you're on there, go and check out the website. There's some descriptions on there about what they do. They talk about the team. They've got the gallery. You see Dave, Neil, and Jake on there. I don't see Cody's picture, but I'm sure that your guys are... punishing him right now for that, right?
That's right. He's in timeout.
Timeout. Some great testimonies on there, and you even have the ability for the canine application for folks to fill out there to maybe start that process to see if they qualify.
I don't know if we have it on our website yet, but we do have it on our Facebook page. We have a Mission Canine Warrior cell phone as well, so a contact number for Mission Canine is area code 217-601-3184.
Very good.
That phone's manned or has a person with the phone. Mm-hmm. It's not 24 hours a day. So
disclaimer there.
Yeah.
But you have an email, missionkaninewarrior@aol.com. You have Facebook presence, Instagram presence. We'd love to see pictures of dogs. I mean, I don't know anybody that doesn't love pictures of dogs.
We've got some on there.
So there's a great opportunity there. There's some information there with Veterans Crisis Line. So the main emphasis of all of this is to have our veterans survive and to restore some sense of normalcy to their lives here in civilian life. So I appreciate you guys coming in. Again, that event is Saturday, November 15th. It's happening at the Catlin Banquet Hall, northwest side of the four-way stop in Catlin. Make sure you go online for your tickets. You can view the event. It's MK9W exclusive. It's a black tie dinner, black tie optional, but they'll have the testimonial, silent auction, door prizes, dinner, and so much more, and a really nice evening out. Neil Stevens, Dave Hughes, Mission Canine Warrior, thanks for stopping in, talking with us. Always welcome here, and we'll definitely catch up soon.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
This has been WITY Profile. I'm Chad Baker.